Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. The Marion County Schools Director of Transportation is facing charges after deputies say he was found asleep in his truck in front of a home on Kettner Mill Road. According to an affidavit, deputies found Owen Morrison asleep inside the vehicle. They say when Morrison woke up, he appeared intoxicated, smelled of alcohol, and had bloodshot eyes. Morrison reportedly told deputies he did not know how he got there, but said he lived nearby. Morrison is charged with public intoxication and criminal trespassing. Marion County School Superintendent Dr. Mark Griffith confirmed Morrison is the district's director of transportation and said he has provided several years of exemplary service. Griffith also said he's been made aware of a possible medical issue related to the situation. He said the school system will respect Morrison's privacy and allow the judicial process to run its course. Georgia Congressman Clay Fuller says he plans to introduce federal legislation that would make it more difficult for defendants to use the insanity defense in federal criminal cases. Fuller announced the proposal following the high-profile Lindsey Clancy trial in Massachusetts, which ended in a mistrial last week after jurors were unable to reach a verdict. Clancy is accused of killing her three children in 2023. Her attorneys have argued she should not be held criminally responsible because she was suffering from postpartum psychosis at the time. Fuller, who represents Georgia's 14th congressional district, said he wants to limit the use of the insanity defense at the federal level. He said, quote, "We're limiting the insanity defense to make sure it's not going to operate as this kind of get-out-of-jail-free card," end quote. The proposed federal legislation would not directly affect the Clancy case, which is being prosecuted in Massachusetts state court. Now, several states, including Idaho, Montana, and Utah, have abolished the traditional insanity defense or replaced it with other legal standards. An arrest has been made in the theft of about $15,000 worth of tools and equipment taken from Sequatchie Valley Electric Cooperative. The Grundy County Sheriff's Office identifies the suspect as Joseph Tyler Green of McMinnville, Tennessee. The equipment taken from an SVEC company truck during a morning lunch break in Altamont back on September 1st. Investigators say a tip from a member of the community helped lead to Green's arrest. SVEC says some of the stolen equipment has been recovered, and authorities also reportedly found items they believe may have been stolen from other electric companies. Green is charged with theft over $10,000 and burglary of a vehicle. The Grundy County Sheriff's Office says additional charges could be filed as the investigation continues. A hit-and-run in Jackson County turned into a high-speed police pursuit. Officers saying the suspect reached speeds of more than 100 miles an hour and eventually drove into oncoming traffic. Scottsboro police say officers responded back on the 5th to the Walmart area after a vehicle was struck by a black Chevy Avalanche that fled the scene. An officer later spotted the vehicle, attempted to stop it, but police say the driver, ID'd as 30-year-old Latasha Renee Sexton of Chattanooga, refused to stop. That pursuit continued on Highway 72, where police say Sexton ran a red light, drove around other vehicles, and reached speeds of over 100 miles per hour. They say she eventually crossed the median, started traveling eastbound in the westbound lanes of Highway 72, right into oncoming traffic. Officers deployed spike strips near the causeway in Stevenson, and Sexton was eventually taken into custody. Investigators later determined the Avalanche had been reported stolen in Chattanooga. They say marijuana, prescription medications, multiple vehicle keys, and three Tennessee license plates were also found in the truck. Sexton faces numerous charges, including felony attempting to elude law enforcement, receiving stolen property, reckless endangerment, leaving the scene of an accident, and drug-related charges. She was taken to the Jackson County Jail. And the Braves continue their three-game midweek series with the Tampa Bay Rays coming up tonight at Truist Park. Game 2 of the series is tonight, 6 o'clock for the Ford Leadoff Show, 7:15 for the first pitch. You can hear all the Braves action right here on Classic Hits KWIN, your 30-year home of the Atlanta Braves. Get news anytime at discoverday.com and here on the radio, too, throughout the day at 101.3, 104.3, 106.1, and AM 1420, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.